6 on the dot, and you know what time it is. This is where we get to get down to some success 101 right here on the Weekend Shaft on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So we've been touching on a lot of topics that have been really interesting. And last time we did touch on branding, all right, which is quite something, man. It is a whole subject on its own. And last week we didn't finish our discussion. So this week, as we promised, we said we're going to be touching on part two of branding. So as usual, as expected, the man is in the house. He's ready to roll. That is man Ernest Mvunzi, our resident success coach right here on the program. So let me take this opportunity to say hi to the brother. Man, how you doing?
Oh, good, chief. How are you? How have you been doing?
I've been good. I've been itching to have a part two of this, what I must say, branding. It's something that I didn't really dug deep into. But hearing you speak last time made me realize, this is a whole world that needs to be explored. I think it affects you whether you're conscious of it or not. You know, each and every one of us is a brand, like you said, and that brand speaks to people. I think that's the part that I had, that I touched on the most. And wow, if we didn't know, now we know. So we've got that. We are ready, actually, to learn a whole lot more, actually, on this particular subject. So tell us, man, tonight, what are we going to be touching on as far as this branding thing is concerned?
All right, so to continue, and by the way, thanks, guys, for the feedback, the energy that you show. It's amazing. It's amazing. Like, the whole week, you guys were sending in messages, don't forget part two, don't forget part two. And it's finally here. It's landed. It's fresh. If you could see us, we're opening the box right now, and it's steaming. It's like that what they do in movies when you open a chest of gold coins, and that what that sound and the glow. So yeah, that's what this notebook is doing today. So to jump right into the show, be original. I can't say this any better than this. Guys, when you are building a brand, be original. Just because you are telling a story, you know your story, you know where you're coming from, you know how your brand was birthed. The person that you're trying to copy, or the big brand that you're trying to copy, is already selling their story. So when you take their story, you're doing your brand and yourself a disservice. Just because that story has already been talked about. It has already been said. So be original. So being original, by the way, does not mean be perfect. Just because perfection might not be the ultimate thing. Mm-hmm. Right? Allow yourself. Actually, there's this quote. It's not even a quote, actually. Okay, maybe it was a quote. Maybe the person who told me that read it from a quote. But I would also want to believe that. Like they made it up. Like his name is Mr. Mafumba, from my old high school. He said, never strive to be perfect just because you leave no room for improvement. So pursue originality, never pursue perfection. Chief, that's how I'm gonna start this show.
All right, now that's amazing. Originality is something that has been preached over and over, from what I hear, especially in music. Guys who do music are always being told, be original, be original, be original. All right. So somebody might be asking, of course, I'm getting a little stuck here. I don't know if I'm wrong. I stand to be corrected. And I need clarification as far as this one is concerned. Like, the Bible talks about there's nothing new under the sun. Some people say whatever that is being done has already been done. Others have got this belief, you know, that is they. So if you're talking about originality, or yes, we're talking about branding, right? How original is original? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. If I'm going to be making sure that my brand is original, is this a completely 100% original to branding, if I can put it that way?
I feel like I was born for this question. I feel like I was born for this question. Thank you again. Disclaimer, Chief always comes up with good questions. Guys, I don't do this for the radio. It's out. Anyway, to answer your question, Chief, I would say, how much of you is in you? I'm done. I'm done, chef. I'm done. How much of you is in you? Everything has already been done, right? We are not the first people to drive the car, right? I would say it wrong if I say it in years, right? But the car that I'm driving today is not the car that Thomas Thomas Edison drove, right? The Rockefellers did not drive what I'm driving today. It has changed, right? So every time when I'm creating something, I'm thinking, how much of me here if I put in this thing, right? So like the big question is, how much of you have you put in you? Have you invested a bit of yourself, a bit of ingenuity, a bit of energy in this new thing that you've created?
Okay, so how much of you is in you? Now that's deep. That's deep. And I always say this, one of my favorite statements, Chief, is that is the statement that I had being spoken by the man, what's his name, this guy? That's Obey Chimoka, right? So the time he came through, he's like, the wisdom is not only shown in the answers that you give, but wisdom is also shown in what? In the questions that you ask. So if you as an individual, you do not sit yourself down and ask yourself in whatever that you're doing, ask yourself certain questions, that means that you are never going to go anywhere. All right. So everything, I feel like everything that has been created, or anyone who has ever walked a mile, attained a milestone, has had a question probably that they've asked themselves, and they did the impossible, and they did what they had to do. Probably somebody set themselves down and like, I always see the moon from here. Is it possible for me to go to the moon? And then that person found ways to get to the moon. All right. So that's pretty much it is. How much of you is in you? If you sit down to see how much of the original you, or probably you're just giving us what other people, or, you know, looking at the world through other people's lenses, so to say. And it's very possible, especially in this world that we're living in right here. So let me not preach right here, Chief. You still have a lot of points to to give us, right?
You come in with a very interesting topic there. Just because, like, the next point that we're going to be talking about, like, is a continuation from what you're just talking about, right? Okay, we're talking about, the next point is innovation, boldness, and daring. For you to build a lasting, a thriving brand, you have to be innovative, you have to be bold, and you have to be daring. You can only do those things when you've asked a question, right? You've seen the status quo, you've seen the way it has been done for years. The question is, how can I do it better? How can I put me in you, right? So the problem that small brands face over time is they lack the innovation, just because they're afraid of being bold. Ultimately, they're called, they're not daring, right? How much of this should you do, right? If we tried and imagined the world before the light bulb, what was happening? Yeah, that was innovation at its best, right? But for him to pursue the idea now, he had to be bold. Just because I know that there's a lot of politics beyond who created the light bulb. Was it him? Was it Edison? Did he steal the patent from someone else? That's still for another day. But the long and short of the whole light bulb idea is, That was a risky thing. Until they say it's what, 1,000 tries, then I think the 1,001, that's the one that worked. Some of them were not just going off. Some of them were exploding. That needed someone who was bold, who knew that, okay, what I've created in my mind can be risky, but I'll pursue it to the end, right? So when you're building a brand, innovation is not where you stop. Pursuing that innovation with boldness is the ultimate goal. You being daring till you reach the mark, now that's a game changer. Just so you can be innovative and you can be a scaredy cat. You can really know that, okay, for me to transform this brand that I've created in my mind, for it to go, it can go in these stages, 1, 2, 3. But you not following up, the lack of dare in that can just make you as basic as the person who did not even have the innovation to begin with.
Okay, so you have to be daring.
Definitely.
You have to be daring. And let me say one thing. Of course, being a Christian station, I'm thinking of Jesus said to be daring. There was a system, a religious system that was being followed at that time, that had leaders, that had stood, let's say, for centuries. So here's a man who's coming through with a new, let me say, strategy, a new way of doing things. He's mingling with the sinners. He's taking the uneducated. He's getting a new, he's, you know, forming a parallel structure, so to say. But guess what? He had 3 years. 3 years on the. I'm intrigued when I think about it. Only 3 years to set up. I'm sure this is a brand that has also stayed the test of time.
Definitely.
The reason why you and I are here is because of that ministry that was launched then, probably more than 2,000 years ago. All right. So he had to be daring. The idea was there. But it was set up in such a way that 2,000 years after he's gone, what he set up is still here. All right. So that's pretty much what we're trying to talk about. I think that's what I'm seeing from this angle right here is we are talking about you being daring. No matter how much of an idea that you probably had to save people, men, to the end of time, but something had to be done. So many fears had to be, had to be faced, and so many bridges, so many rivers had to be crossed. You know what I mean? So now this is quite something. As I'm saying, I hope I'm not deviating from your line.
You are not. Again, I said the questions are good, and they are conversation starters. They steer the conversations in places that just give me pure joy. You talked about Jesus. Actually, I'll put it down. How to brand yourself like Jesus. We are here because of a ministry that was created and lasted for only 3 years. Some of us have been on this good earth in our adulthood for more than 3 years with no standing brand whatsoever. Food for thought.
Okay.
All right. Then we have a man, Jesus, who is built. I think at the core of Jesus' brand, what made it stand is the point that I was jumping into after, like, the innovation one, is standing for your beliefs. When you last time we said, define what your brand to be like. Dictate to the world how you want your brand to flow. That's exactly what Jesus did. My brand does not want confusion. Okay, we know of the fiasco that happened in the temple, right? My brand is transparent. Okay, you called out the Pharisees. Hey, I almost said, anyway, you called out the Pharisees on all their wrongdoings, right? Our problem now is we don't stand for what we believe in as brands. We are corrupt. We take the shortcuts. We don't believe in what we say. Our tagline as a brand is, we believe in customer satisfaction, but our delivery says we make sure that our customers are frustrated. Right? So, unless and until we stand for what our brands say and believe in, trust me, we're not going anywhere. Let's brand ourselves like Jesus. Hey, hashtag brand like Jesus.
No, that's a little beautiful. Hashtag brand like Jesus right there. Indeed, man. Because I love what you just said right there. You're saying customer satisfaction is what's written on the board. But the delivery, my guy.
Customer dissatisfaction.
Yeah.
It's best.
All right. So let's hope that you walk the talk. I think it's all about walking the talk. All right. So if you say you stand, they say that stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything, so to say. So please, let's make sure that whatever that we preach, we also walk it right there, walk the talk. I'm sure that's what Chief is trying to say. So we've got about 6 minutes, Chief, before we conclude right there. I don't know how many points you still have, but you still have to give us a bit more.
All right. Okay. I have 1 point left, so I'll read that one. Then we play a game. All right. So the last point that I would want us to dwell on is, you know, the old way of, you know, there are people who believe that, no, word of mouth, let's take advantage of technology, right? Word of mouth trust me, it's good. Right? It's good. It's good. It was worked. But let's also maximize the current tools that are in the market. Number one, your logo should be clean, should be simple, should be minimalistic. No doubt about that. Maximize on social media. And when you're also on social media, study the algorithms. It's not enough for you to just be, oh, yay, I'm on Facebook. Yay, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, whatever social platform that you can be on. Study the algorithms. What times can I post my content? Right? What demographic is my content speaking to? So all those things, all those matrices, they are there on the social media spaces. Guys, the social media space has been created for our brands to be given a space to speak. Last time we talked about a brand voice. Brands can communicate brand voices via social media, right? Gone are the days where, you know, I would tell you what I do and I would hope for you to tell the next person. Right now, as long as you have a good brand that's clean, that sticks to its word, that walks the talk, trust me, the social media space will do magic for you. And I think this, if you don't have these guys, make sure you have a LinkedIn account. I know you love your TikToks, you like to see your skits, you like to see some funny stuff, you like to see people dance to Amapiano. That's what's trending in Africa right now. If you're in Africa, you know what I'm talking about. But also create a space for you on LinkedIn. Professionally, let people see what you're about. Speak the talk that your brand speaks.
All right. Speak the talk that your brand speaks. All right. So many nuggets right there, Chief. I think this one is like a whole subject on its own, and I feel like the 20 minutes that we have to discuss right here is just way too little right here. And right now we're coming to the end of this particular Success 101, but I'm sure you just have one more thing to say before we close the show right here, Chief.
In closing, from part one and part two, you have been my guinea pig. Okay, can you just name two of the most intriguing brands, like in person, that speak to you directly from the Bible besides Jesus, and why? Just two. You've got 2 minutes.
I think Paul was quite something.
What? Why
Paul? The Apostle Paul, his tenacity, man. He says that he, from his conversion to the work that he put in, he's the only apostle who never saw Jesus like face to face. But he's the one who put in most of the work and wrote probably most of the books in the New Testament than every other disciple. You know, he actually beats all those guys who walked with Jesus in that 3-year ministry that we're talking about. So Paul is quite something.
All right. Mm. Who's the last one?
That was a tricky one. another guy that I feel like was quite something. I'm sure it has to be Moses, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was a guy who, I think, endured a lot. You see, going from rags to riches story, him leading. I've had a stint in leading the church. I know how hard it is. So seeing Moses leading thousands or millions, I don't know how many Israelites were there. Yeah, he was quite something. Though he had his own mistakes and things like that, but I think he was a phenomenal man.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I was smiling when you were talking about Moses, just because I would also put Moses on my list by saying this statement in closing: you are not your story.
Mm.
How Moses started and how he ended are poles apart. Mm. Right? Never let your past, your story, define you. Mm. What God has created you for is beyond what your past has detected. Right? So Moses was born to die. He was hidden in the reeds, right? But God put him in the palace for a reason. So your story is just a story. Never let your story define you. Your story is only limited for it to be a story. But what you can do and what you are capable of doing is beyond what words can speak about.
All right. Phenomenal words right there. And that is Edison Funzi right there. Elder Edison Funzi with some punchlines as usual right here on Success 101. So, man, let me take this opportunity to thank you, man, for coming through to the show.
Thank you so much, Chief. Thanks, guys, for listening. It's because of you guys that we are here. You know, I was thinking success 101, and I hope one day it'll be success 1-on-1.
Okay. So like it's punchline after punchline right here. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Up next is our evangelism report.